This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon us, T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. Why wouldn't they have spelled it when they decided T-W-O-D-A-Y or T-O-O-S-D-A-Y or T-O? Why wouldn't we have done it that way? Where did T-U-E come from? Anybody know? If you have a suggestion, you can get to us on Facebook. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Yes, this is the famous, the award-winning DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Let's see if we can go to Alabama for a moment, Victoria, where a sheriff's office has deleted a Facebook post showing a Christmas tree decorated with all the guys in jail. Apparent suspects as well. It got criticism from civil rights groups. Well, let's see here. The post appeared on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office page. Photo of the tree. Retouched images of mugshots meant to appear as ornaments. Plastic orange sandals like those used to the inmates for them to wander around the jail served as the top of the tree. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's quite charming.
I mean, is it in good taste? No.
No.
But mugshots are public, so I don't know.
The caption read, "We've decorated our tree with thug shots."
Yeah,
in Alabama.
But who would want it? Why?
Why? Because these... Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. The Post added that the department was providing a special Christmas offer for all county thugs. Any things that you and your friends have stolen will be available for you, but that's not all. After you choose your one stolen item, your very own personal concierge correction officer will provide an escort to the Metro Deluxe prison, where you'll get a free COVID test. If you pass the test, then your concierge will take you for custom fitting to receive your jumps. There's a certain amount of... the problem is most of them were black. So that's kind of why they... I think a lot of the... And that's... I mean, in deference, I suppose, in a manner of speaking to our friends and listeners in Alabama, I would... not be surprised that that's the attitude of some. Does that sound, is that prejudicial, ladies? Or is that okay? I mean, that's kind of what the rap is down there. And so
stereotypical.
Yeah. Is there an attitude to that response, Jennifer? Seems
yeah,
somewhat stereotypical.
Stereotypical.
Uh-huh. All right, so let's move over to Arizona, where the legislature shut down because Rudy was in town and he exposed lawmakers.
He's like typhoid Rudy at this point.
You know, he really is.
And he went a lot of places and had a lot of interaction with people. And, this virus just spread so quickly. So, you know, I guess we're going to probably see some more shutdowns in the next few weeks or 10 days at least who have had interaction with him.
So how is he doing? Where is he in the...
I think he's okay. I think he... Didn't he tweet thank you or whatever? He's in the hospital,
yeah,
but...
he's been tweeting. He's in Georgetown, at Georgetown Medical Center. And yesterday, President Trump said that he had talked to him and that he was doing okay. But I don't think anybody knows the details. It's just...
Yeah.
But he's going, yeah, he's fine. So,
but, you know, he's a prostate cancer survivor. I mean, he's in the... He's 76. He's in the higher risk category.
Right, yeah.
So,
exactly.
You know...
Healthy. He doesn't look healthy and he drinks too much. So, all right, let's go from there to Georgia, where election officials are fielding death threats. That's pretty exciting. A voting manager said that he has now gotten police protection to guard against any threats that he may face as a result of the president's misinformation about election fraud. Local and state voting officials in Georgia have vehemently denied the fraud claims. So when is this ever going to stop? And how is this hurting the Republican challengers or the Republican? I mean, it's got to be taking a toll to some extent.
A lot of people still believe that there's a lot of funny business. I mean, just because you might not think so, there's a lot of people who do. And
is stepping up with evidence?
Yes, there's been a ton of evidence. In fact, they just did a forensic investigation on the Dominion machines in a county in Michigan. And
About Georgia.
Yeah, well, they also have Dominion machines in Georgia, and there's an investigation coming on those too. But we've got information now from Michigan on the same thing that'll be investigated in Georgia. And so the problem is that they should have an equal measure of 100%. What's happening is that this forensic scientist, who is an independent person, who was actually doing it for a marijuana bill, not even for the Trump campaign, basically. Just invited them in to look, is seeing that in the percentages of votes, basically Trump would get 87% to Biden's 110%. So this forensic guy is saying that there was definitely some sort of algorithm that was programmed into these machines. So is that concerning? Yeah. Is that evidence? Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then what do we do about it? Are we going to continue this fight so that it goes on and on? And on, are we going to come up?
If there's something real there, then yes, there should be a fight that's
going to be on. But what's the resolve? What's the resolve?
Don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Why? How long do we have to wait?
Another week or so, probably, because the electors will be in place and we'll decide if there's enough evidence to convince a state or two to push back and to try to get an overturning. If they don't send their electors to go vote, then that's when it goes to Congress. And then Congress will vote on who becomes the president.
All right, speaking of Congress, they have an extra week now, the negotiating of the funding of the government. Has this been settled out almost in my lifetime? I'm beginning to think, go back to post-Clinton. I think Clinton was the last one who had a budget, actually, and the last one that had a surplus. Since the time of the funding of the Iraq War to today, we've not had a budget. We haven't been able to have a full year's confidence that everything was going to go because these people still keep, when I say these people, the legislators, they keep fighting about something, and now it's the coronavirus bill, right? The relief bill. So the Democrats say they want one thing, the Republicans say they want another thing, and are we just plain sick of this? This is what we were hopefully.
What was pretty bad yesterday is that Nancy Pelosi said at point blank that now that there's someone who's going to be a new president, that she'd be more willing to back down on some of her requests. So
isn't that stupid? That's not leadership.
Everywhere.
But it's not leadership.
It's not okay.
It's not. But
people are dying.
That's exactly
and suffering.
The same. But Mitch McConnell's done the exact same thing.
He has
he
not
to get
done
rid of
the same
both
thing
of
with COVID.
Yes, he has, Jen.
Well,
there's
he's
not when it comes to
offense.
Not when it was
he
not
has
when it
absolutely
comes to refused.
Related.
He has refused
was,
to support businesses. He didn't want to give any more money to people. People are still dying.
Why?
They've been dying
for
8 months.
That's the problem. Too many
this
people
is crazy.
Are. There's a, the business of one or two people having this much power is just wrong. It's not.
Well,
this is supposed
despicable.
To be a representative.
I can't believe she comes out.
I think
out
they're
and
both
says
despicable.
It.
They're just despicable human beings, and they shouldn't be in those powerful positions. It just isn't right. It's not good for the American people. It's not good for the government. Not good for our country. And meanwhile, Biden's been pushing around for the second round. And who's listening to him? Pelosi apparently is not listening to him because of what you just said she said. She's not listening. I want to do it my way.
It looks like no matter what happens going forward, a lot of people who have been waiting and hoping for the $1,200 payment, it's not going to happen. So that's not included on anyone's plan, it looks like. So it's going to be an extension, a boost of $300 a week if this current plan gets passed for unemployment assistance for restaurants, small businesses, state and local government
they're
workers,
gonna have
things
to
like that.
The businesses, but, and there's going to be some infusion into PPP because I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Yeah, they have.
You're going to have all of these eviction stoppages end at the end of the year, and you're going to have a lot of people who can't afford to pay their rent and no businesses to go to because, and this is not fear mongering. In the state where I live in California, it's a very real possibility that they've just put out of business at least two-thirds of the small businesses in the state. And I'm not even being...
Well, they're not smart enough to even know that. They're so arrogant
in California.
Oh, they know.
They're getting... You want to talk about death threats? I know the... I don't know if you guys have seen the woman, Angela Marson, who's been all over the place from the Pineapple Hill Grill, and she said that she got shut down, and she went to go give her employees their last paycheck and food to try to get them through. And when she went to her parking lot, there was a movie crew set up, big craft services tent, 250 people, like, just meandering around, doing exactly what she would be doing, except she'd be doing it better and safer, and that was allowed by the mayor because it was a film crew. And she did a video, just impromptu, that went viral, and now she's been everywhere. And you want to talk about death threats? This woman has now had to hire security for actually speaking out against some of this craziness, some of the crazy shutdown orders in California. So it's a mess, and they're going to go
crazy.
Out of business. Yeah.
And now, speaking of crazy, let me go backwards for just a minute. The law enforcement folks in Tallahassee raided the home of a scientist who had been fired by the governor after refusing to manipulate numbers. What do we know about this? Rebecca Jones is her name. She is continuing to publish stats about the virus while issuing warnings on cable news programs. She's been interviewed. She's continued to downplay the severity of the epidemic. She posted video of the raid, which was conducted by the state police. She said the police took all my hardware, my technology. They pointed a gun in my face. And she, of course, posted all that stuff on social media. So what's this story? She looks like a kid just out of college.
Yeah.
What is the governor... sent the Gestapo, she said. Secret police. And anyway, so the Florida police say that they were executing the warrant after they got a complaint from the Department of Health apparently regarding unauthorized access to a Department of Health messaging system. She was using stuff that she was no longer entitled to, but she still apparently had the key to the castle. We're becoming our own worst enemies. We are. You can see we're falling apart piece by piece, bit by bit, day by day. Do I wish it? No, I really wish that we could kind of get together here and figure this all out. But the egos involved, the necessity of having to accommodate this group or that group, it is, we're... Nobody wants to give in. Nobody wants to say, okay, you know what, you're right. I'm going to do it this way because it's in the best interest of everybody. Nobody's thinking of the best interest of everybody. They're just thinking of the best interest of themselves or their party or some job or whatever it is. All right, so let's get to, I don't know why we have music playing in the background, but it's nice to hear. It moves my body. It gets my nose open. Speaking of noses that need to be open... All right, Victoria. This is Jennifer. Have you tried this Navage yet?
I actually have it, and I'm gonna do it. I've got to do it today. My allergies. We've been having really bad wind in Southern California, and
yep.
I have terrible allergies. So I'm really excited to try this today.
All right. So Victoria has tried it. I've tried it. I put the pieces together, and it really makes for what it. What I found that it does is make me. I don't usually have any trouble sleeping, but this thing. For some reason or another, just as soon as I hit the pillow, gonzo. Did you notice that, Victoria?
Yeah, because I slept much better. That was one of the things I noticed the first night. I used it twice the first day, and that was a huge difference that night.
Right.
It's just, this is the worst time of year for my sinuses. And when my sinuses, a couple weeks ago, I told Jen I was convinced that I had COVID because I had no energy and I had an intense headache and just all of these other symptoms that you hear people talk about. I did the Navage twice and I felt totally fine. So I knew I didn't have COVID. But
that's just
how sensitive my sinuses are. But this thing has been like my favorite find of 2020. For sure.
A few of my favorite things. On the list of a few of my favorite things, it's the most wonderful time of the year when you can get yourself fixed with this sort of thing. Keep your nose clean. Remember your grandfather or father used to say that? Go to NAVAGE. That's Navage.com. That's the website. Get the whole story. Get yourself onto the program, and you'll be much better off, much healthier. Navage.com. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wanna have fun? What about boys? Some boys wanna have fun too. Boys just wanna have
girls.
Fun. Here's Cindy announcing the lineup for her 10th annual Home for the Holidays benefit concert, which is going to air virtually on the 11th, which is Friday night, right? It's on her Lopper TikTok channel at 8 o'clock. So she's a traitor. She's going in with the Chinese, huh? On TikTok? Wow.
Yeah,
probably not the main story.
200 million other people.
Yeah. All right, so here we are, music time in this hour of the DJV Show with Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, and you and Cindy Lauper. So in addition to the stream that's on the 11th, another one on the 13th on Cindy's YouTube and Facebook pages, this year's event will feature appearances and performances from Adam Lambert, Amanda Shires, Jason Isbell, Bette Midler, Billie Eilish, Billy Porter, Boy George. This is an interesting eclectic group, huh? Brandi Carlile, Cher, you can turn that down just a little bit, Kim. Dolly, Jackson Brown, LL Cool J, Taylor Swift, Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, and the Youth Pride Chorus. The concert will raise funds. She's very likable. I'm sure she asks people, they say, yeah, yeah, I'd like to do that with you. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the biggest lineup she's probably ever had.
Put together. Yeah,
yeah.
Very interesting group. Anyway, she's going to use the money in her True Colors United organization. She put that together, about 12 years ago to prevent and end homelessness among lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth. Lauper said, it's been a crazy year. I'm grateful for so many things. My immensely talented and generous friends who keep showing up for this year after year. And technology is going to be able to make it possible to bring our virtual concert to more people than ever. and all of our partners who help True Colors United do the work that we do. The Home for the Holidays concert is 10 years old, over 100 artists in it. They've raised over $3 million, which is beyond what I could have imagined when we started this. Most importantly, though, we're truly helping LGBTQ young people experiencing homelessness. And to all the fans who watch, donate, and celebrate with us, your family, and I thank you. She's been married to the same guy. I saw a picture of her and her husband the other day. She's been married to the same guy for quite a long time, I think, hasn't she? I remember.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I think it's her baby daddy, actually. The guy, at least, that I saw when she was pregnant years ago, having that baby teetering around on very high heels, making me very nervous when she was on stage.
All right, 26 after the hour now. Let's move on to Justin Bieber, the Biebs. Run into the altar like
a track star. Can we take your temperature?
Yeah, you want to take my temperature?
Do you have the Bieber fever?
Me? Thank you, Jennifer. I don't think so. I've at least modified away from him being a worm.
He's recovered. Come on. Yeah, he's actually done pretty well.
Yeah.
He was a little, you know what, when he
his wife. I thought I find that interesting and kind of nice, actually. A lot of people have been taking shots at his wife.
Well,
and
he's found the Lord, is what's happened.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I think his wife came with that.
Yes, and I think she brings a lot of stability to him, and she comes from a big family. They're all still together. I think that, you know, he came from such a messed up childhood, to be honest. So
Stephen Baldwin is her father, and he's not exactly the most stable guy in the world.
But he's very spiritual. He's very religious. He's still married to Lily's mom. I'm just saying, there's stability in the family.
Can you bring Vaughn down? I told you about the time when we were over in Baghdad, and I was on the bus with him, and he was trying to read me a passage from the Bible. It was interesting. I found him a very interesting guy, actually. I enjoyed my time with him. Anyway, so Bieber is continuing to release new music this year.
He could have had the other Baldwin as a stepdad. I mean, as a father-in-law.
He's the father of about a dozen, I think, isn't he?
Oh, God.
28 after here on the JV program still.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Margaret Keenan, a 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland, became the first person in the world on Tuesday to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine shot outside of a trial as Britain begins vaccinating its population. Chuck Yeager, the American pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier and was later immortalized in The Right Stuff, has died at the age of 97. This was confirmed by his wife. Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The SpaceX program continues to move full speed ahead. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss Monday night, 23-17 to Washington. The football team's quarterback Alex Smith stays grounded after the win.
I literally, each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last, and enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it. With everything I've done, enjoy it. I think this entire team, a little bit from the way we started the season, has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just a sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Washington will play the 49ers Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on the Tuesday, December 8th DJV program. I'm the voice of reason. My name is Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Reasonable to a point. I am, however, the voice of reason. And over the years of broadcasting, I've
said no actual voice of reason ever.
Ever.
Ever?
The only time anybody says, let me be the voice of reason, is when they're interrupting a fight.
Right, and they know they're not.
And they're like, whoa, wait a second. Let me be the voice of reason here.
Why do you find that so amusing? I don't know.
Because Jen and I are on the same page, and I love that.
Really? That's nice. It's good that you're on the same page. Mm-hmm. We need to have.
You're not in the right books with us, but like, you know.
Oh, really? Chapter and verse eliminated?
Right. Now, okay, you two, let me be the voice of reason.
Yeah, right. All right. So before we get to some of the other things, we've been playing behind the scenes. This is a good story.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is kind of.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. This is a page
pop
from...
Pop quiz. Do you think Doug is white or black?
Yeah.
So the behind-the-scenes sort of this is that we've been talking to...
Doug is really white. That's the behind-the-scenes.
No, there is one of our... the best consultant I think I've ever had for this program suggested that I get on a station that has been purchased by somebody who has a black agenda for the station. But because we are so reasonable here, we present both sides, Jennifer and Victoria, when it comes to some issues, and I'm pretty much in the middle, we thought it would be a good proposition for this station. So anyway, back and forth they went, and finally it was decided that I wasn't, or we weren't a good fit, because we are not a good fit, as much as I can say. And so... The question, Richie and I were talking, Rich McFadden's in the studio, we have Phil is off today, and so Kim is there with Richie. And so we were talking, yesterday I sent the note to Rich that explains why we don't belong on this station. And so it brought back memories of a day when I got an email from somebody who thought that I was black. And so this is Rich put this little this is a sort of promotional tidbit that he put together a few years ago that explains that whole email sequence. So here you go. I had the strangest email yesterday from a guy named Maurice Tanner. He writes, Doug, all this time I've been listening to your show thinking you were a black gentleman. I finally decided to visit your website and jumped at the blue eyes staring me from your header. Wow, are you married to a black woman? Or is there just some soul in your lineage?
Sir, I assure you, this is the whitest man you have ever met in your life.
I was ready to get jiggy with him.
That goes back to the good day.
Wow. Year before. Was that from the 70s? Like, when was that?
No, actually,
just
that
few
was...
years ago?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It was probably the year before you came, so probably maybe 6 years ago.
Look, we've all aged, and our bumpers have, our rejoins have gone away.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of things that have gone away, Chuck Yeager, one of the most famous Americans in my lifetime, who piloted the X-1... which was, for those of you who don't remember, the first of the super fast sonic braking jets. He was a test pilot. He was a guy that was an inspiration, I think, to anybody that went into the Air Force, much as anything else. He had all kinds of records that were broken that he was responsible for. Probably one of the toughest guys. Yeah, one of the nicest guys. Imagine the courage. He got into a flying bullet and was dropped out of a plane to test this X-1 rocket. And it was in an era when, these planes were not particularly well built. They weren't particularly well engineered. And he was, the fact that he... was who he was, a great inspiration. It was just fabulous, I think, to be in that era. So the passing needs to be noted, and just, thinking about what he meant in so many different ways, how inspiring he was for generations that came behind him. I wonder if we say the same thing about Dick Allen, who's passed away at the age of 78. So here's a story that kind of annoys me even now. He was supposed to be elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, but because of COVID, the Golden Era Committee didn't have their meeting to select who was going to be in the Hall of Fame. When he was up for it in 2014, he lost by one vote, and so the vote has been delayed. His supporters are really angry, and now he's passed away. So he was one of the great, one of the most popular players, certainly in the franchise, but he was really, he'd overcome a lot of obstacles to get to where he was. He was the first prominent black player to be in the Phillies organization. He's considered perhaps the most controversial athlete in Philadelphia sports history. Well, back to this black stuff, and why was it that Jackie Robinson or Dick Allen or any of these people had such a hard time getting into the major leagues? Why do black people have such a difficult time even today? As I said in the last half hour, if you were listening to the program talking, we were kind of laughing about the Christmas tree down in Alabama that was decorated with mugshots, and most of them were black. So whatever it is, if you don't think there still is a racial problem in this country, there is. And it goes to the highest levels, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, whether it's business. It just is, it's pretty damned annoying, frankly, from my point of view. And I don't know that you ladies, Victoria or Jennifer, have any recollection of Dick Allen, but he was cut out of the same cloth. He wasn't quite as smooth as Jackie Robinson, but he was a great baseball player. He was a seven-time All-Star. He was a Rookie of the Year. In 1972, he was the American League Most Valuable Player. He'd been in health for a while, and they retired. The Philadelphia Phillies retired his uniform number 15. But he didn't make it into the Hall of Fame during his lifetime.
I'm guessing he will in the next round eventually vote. I know, it's terrible. Yeah,
it's like being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame and you're not alive anymore. It stinks. It's very interesting.
Celebrate the living. How about that? Is that a mantra?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So let's celebrate Ryan O'Neill, shall we? Who has been celebrating Love Story. It's been 50 years. The immortal line uttered by Ally McGraw in this drama, Love Story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. How many times has that been used? How many people have used it in romantic relationships? And it's so true.
How is that true?
What, love means never having to say you're sorry?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is a stupid sentence. Because I think if you love someone, you're willing to say you're sorry.
Well,
that's why you're willing
to say you're sorry.
I think what it is that they love you unconditionally, right? You don't have to apologize for who you are or what you are. It's just that people love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still an over-apologizer, but I think that's kind of what it means.
I've never seen this movie, so I don't know. I don't know the context.
It's a sappy love story, but it's kind of movie I love, because I love these sappy love stories. Ryan O'Neill said, I don't have relationships like this with my wives. He was married to Farrah Fawcett and then got divorced and then got back together with her. That's quite a love story.
He's still very good friends with Ally McGraw.
Yes, right, exactly. He said at their first screen test, they kissed so hard that he was certain he'd won the role, only to be told that Ally McGraw kissed everybody that way. How old is he now? He must be
79.
Is he? She's 81. Anyway, the chemistry has managed to sustain itself for 50 years. The film, in which McGraw tragically dies of an unknown disease, was an instant box office success. Kind of reminds me of Brian's song. Do you know that story? Brian Piccolo.
I never saw that either, no.
Yeah, it's the same kind of sappy story.
I don't
basically
like these death movies. There are a million teenage death movies out that are supposed to be like these romantic kind of teenage movies.
What was it, the Stars one? Isn't that what
there's a million of them.
These,
yeah. There's
these
a new
Christian
one now.
Christian movies that are out now. So these Christian movies, these kids, yeah. I mean, it's all like hit you over the head with a God message, but you'll be okay because you believe in God and you'll go to heaven.
The kids die anyway.
Right.
It's not my thing.
Yes, they do, as it turns out. Victoria, yes, they do die. Yes,
why do you want to go into a movie when you know you're going to be crying and someone's dying? I don't know.
In a moment, Tom Bergeron speaks out and Gwen Stefani cries. Let's see if we can get to those stories. First of all, I want to take a minute to have a... Why are you snickering?
You know why.
If once I go through the headline, you can tell the story. It's fine. It's bad.
There is no story to tell.
Oh, yeah, no. There is. There is a story. A little bit of a story.
Hey, guys, Gwen Stefani has something in her eye 3 weeks
right
ago.
We are current.
Okay, all right, calm down. Will you please? 44 past the hour.
Mean?
Means that you're mean. Jennifer, you're a meanie.
Victoria,
you're a meanie. Meanie, meanie, meanie. All right, let's take a minute and have a cookie. Ready? This will settle everything. all differences are settled.
I had one of the cherry oatmeals yesterday.
Did you?
So good.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Good things for our tummy. Wait till you taste the breads and things. We're talking about the new Ebon Bakehouse, the cookies and the things. I say new because they're new to the program. But lots of people are taking advantage of the fact that if you go to Ebon's Bakehouse, you look over the various things, they have various products that are not just cookies, but breads and they have rolls and that kind of stuff. All gluten-free. Let's not bury the headline like Victoria always does. Let's get to the point here. It is a fabulous company, fabulous bakery, that is concerned about people who have that serious health condition called celiac disease. If you are gluten intolerant, as am I, that's how this whole thing started. Because the people that run the company knew me, and they got these cookies to me. They said, wait till you taste these. And so I've been eating them for almost a year now. And I thought, okay, well, this is probably something
not
we can help you
sharing until recently.
Well, no, I didn't share, Victoria. You're right. And I'm not a good sharer when it comes
ordered,
to cookies.
We're all, yeah. We're very happy that you've shared.
Very happy, yeah.
You're a meanie, Doug. You're a meanie.
What's the Grinch song? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Yeah, I know. Okay, so have a cookie. Go to Ebon, have a couple of cookies. Have three or four, like I do every day, or share them if you want with people like Victoria and Jennifer. They don't really appreciate the fact that you're sharing them, but it's okay. EbonSteakhouse.com is the web address. Use the DJV code. Look through the catalog there. You'll see all kinds of stuff I'm looking at. They have cinnamon raisin breads, cranberry walnut bread, flaxseed oat. They have dinner rolls, hamburger buns, all kinds of breads and cookies, chocolate chip, cranberry walnut, crispy pecan, peanut butter, white chocolate cherry oatmeal. That's the one I like, frankly, the best.
That's what I all just kinds. Had, the chocolate cherry oatmeal. Oh, my gosh.
Artisan buns. Yum, yum, yum. So let's have you get some of these for Christmas, or better yet, get gift cards for the Cookie Monster that you love. The cookie lovers unite around the world around the Ebon taste, quality of their cookie. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Tom Bergeron, ladies, was interviewed about coming back to Dancing with the Stars, and he wasn't too positive about it. He says he's hosted every format imaginable. I don't think he's done a game show, though. Has he? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he did.
Right, he's 65. Does it sound like he's hanging up his microphone? I hope he isn't.
Well, he said the train has left the station as far as hosting those types of shows. He said he's just not into it anymore. He's done it all. I think he can do anything. I'm a big fan of his, and I think that he'd be a great talk show host, interviewing people. He's very thoughtful. He's funny. I would love to see him do a travel show. You know, he was wonderful when he was on the Finding Your Roots show. So I think he could do anything.
Very smooth. And also, Gwen Stefani admitted to crying. What was the story there, ladies? You were all over me because I saw the headline.
No, it's a non-story. She was so moved to tears by one of her contestants on The Voice. The end.
That she teared up.
The end.
Let the woman live.
It was kind of a clickbait story in a sense.
Of course, and that's why you fell for it.
Thanks very much, ladies. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
A
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
T3 after the hour now on the DJV program, Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get into the problem. Well, I don't know. Has Airbnb got a problem? They've got something new anyway, right?
Well, they have a bit of a solution, really. They're launching a nonprofit to allow hosts to rent out their properties to provide free and discounted stays to people affected by natural disasters and frontline workers.
Okay, Kim,
who...
you can kill the music now. All right.
And frontline workers, who with the pandemic, a lot of them have been moved around and have been volunteering and moving throughout hospital systems in certain states. And then, you know, a lot of hotels have been putting up doctors and nurses and frontline workers. So now Airbnb hosts are allowed to do the same thing, which is really great. This new organization, it's a new arm of Airbnb. It's called Airbnb.org. It's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline stays program. So now it's going to all be under the organization, the org. And so Open Home started in 2012, which was right after Hurricane Sandy, and there was one host who opened her home to people who lost their homes to Hurricane Sandy, and then it spread from there. So it's been a really wonderful charitable arm of Airbnb. Now with so many, you know, COVID, with people being moved around, with first responders and just so many patients and lives being upheaved, they're expanding this program. They say more than 100,000 hosts worldwide have provided accommodations under the program so far. And so they are, they're going to offer free stays or make recurring donations to Airbnb.org. And that's the hosts can do that. They get a special badge on their profile. So when a non-frontline worker has to, you know, go and book something, if you want to book with a host who has been volunteering their property, then you'll see that badge there. And so a lot of people will probably be seeking out that certification. And so the new nonprofit is going to partner with relief organizations like the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, community organized relief effort, which is called CORE. And Airbnb says they're going to commit $1 million over the next 2 years to help cover stays for these frontline workers and staff fighting the spread of COVID, and they're also going to donate $1 million to CORE to support essential workers at COVID-19 testing sites and at future vaccine distribution sites. That's another thing. A lot of frontline workers will be moved around to distribute the vaccine, and so in order to have a place to stay, it's going to be much nicer for them to be at an Airbnb. And so Airbnb is also this week, a lot of other news, they're expected to begin trading on the NASDAQ exchange this week under the ticker ABNB. So, yeah, this 2020 started out as a disastrous year for Airbnb. Everybody canceled. I had two Airbnbs booked that I had to cancel, and people put their properties up for sale because they just didn't think they'd ever be able to get through it. And then the summer hit, and, you know, we flattened the curve in many states that were hit hard, and people started traveling, but they wanted to do it in a safe way, and so they started booking Airbnbs. And now Airbnb has bounced back in kind of a miraculous way. So from thinking they were going out of business in the first half of the year, now they're going to be traded on the NASDAQ exchange. It's been a
great
year for Airbnb.
What's it starting at? You know, what's the opening price? You know?
I don't know. I'll keep you posted on that, but I'm not sure what it's going to go for.
Okay. American high-end audio maker Grado now has wireless earbuds on sale, and it's this week. Here's the story.
The Geek Out.
If you're looking for a gift idea for somebody who's particular about their music and audio quality, might I point you to a favorite brand of mine, Grado. Made in the USA, Brooklyn, in fact, since the 50s, the Grado family are a well-known maker of high-end headphones and turntable styluses. Their wired headphones range from $75 to many thousands of dollars, and they're all great. But recently, the company has finally gotten around to wireless earbuds, and their new GT220s are getting predictably positive reviews. Now, competing against the Sony, Bose's, Apple's, and Sennheiser's, the Grados will always come out on top for their sound quality, but maybe not for their features. Now, they're $280, and we've tweeted a review over at The Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, so what's going on with The Mandalorian, Victoria?
Well, it's the hottest show on streaming, and it's on Disney Plus. And in keeping with the tradition that Star Wars traditionally has at the holidays, they usually have at least some of the most popular toys in the top five categories. And so Nerf has announced a new toy that's based on the same blaster that The Mandalorian carries. It's $120. It's actually the largest blaster that Nerf has ever made. And, of course, it doesn't shoot, you know, it shoots out those little foam-flinging things. So it's a replica of what Mando carries, and it looks really cool. This will be the hottest gift of the season. However, it won't ship until the spring, so you might need to add a little IOU note, but this is going to be the hottest gift for sure. Sure, for Mando fans.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.